I count him braver who overcomes his desires that him who than him who conquers his enemies. For the hardest victory is the victory over self. This is Dr. Herbert Albarly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. I count him braver who overcomes his desires than him who conquers his enemies. For the hardest victory is the victory over self. This phrase from Aristotle is a powerful, dynamic, vital phrase. We look at the great leaders, we look at the great people of our world, of our country, of our nation. We look at the great people who have conquered the enemy. And we look at Bush, George Bush, you know, who went out and conquered the enemy and spent a great deal of money in doing it. And we look at our diplomats, we look at our ambassadors, we look at all these people, and we think to ourselves, where were they when Bush was concluding the war agreements? Where were they when Roosevelt was concluding the war agreements? Where were they when the greats of all time were concluding war agreements, you know? Where were they? Well, they were out there doing their best, but they were not received. Now, why were they not received? They were not received because they did not think they would be received. And though they knew diplomatically the proper way to go about these things, I count him braver who overcomes his own desires. You see, who overcomes his own desires? Now, have you ever met anyone who has overcome their own desires? Have you ever met anyone who has stood up to principle, who has stood up to the desire for something and just said no, you know? Have you ever said no to your second bowl of ice cream? You know? And you think that's so smart. But yes, have you ever said no? Have you ever said no to someone who offered you something that was not beneficial for you? It could just be an extra cigarette. It could just be an extra coat, an extra hat, or something like that. You always say yes, and then do with it what you want, but you don't keep it. Because if you say yes and keep it, then you are bound by what you have. Now, let's look at these greats of history. Doug Hammarskjöld was the Secretary General of the United Nations for many, many years, successfully taking it over many a stormy path. And he was a diplomat par excellence. He would go traveling the world to these various countries and being a diplomat. He would go there and work with the people. He would say, "It is true, I cannot make any decisions, but I can certainly bring your story back to the United Nations and tell them what it is that you would like to accomplish. Now, if you stand by what you tell me, then I can do you a good job. But if you're going to waver between this and that and the other thing, and if somebody else comes along and says, I'm going to give you a lot of armament, and then you can fight your enemy, when I have just worked with you on peace by working through it in a peaceful manner, then you don't build confidence in me of going to sell your project to the United Nations. Now, if you want," he spoke Turkey to them. He spoke right straight out, and they respected him. And they said, okay, we got a helper on our side. We have a mentor, somebody who wants to help us, be good for us. And he did a good job. Now, what about the rest of the world? What about the rest of the world? Are there going to be tyrants like Hussein? Are there going to be tyrants, even in our time, like that? Are there going to be the terrorists? How do you get a hold of the terrorists? You don't know who they are. You don't need to know. You speak your word that all is in divine order, and that whatever stimulates these men to move in a positive way, have that be a beneficial way too. Because they think that they're supporting their nation by the things that they're doing. They think they're doing what's right. So we reveal to them through the divine spirit that whatever is for their highest and good is what they do. And they can have a complete flip-flop because they come to a new awareness in their consciousness of what is beneficial for the world and what is beneficial for them. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that people can change the world just by changing their individual thought? And it's not a matter of all the people in the world being strong on this. It's a matter of one person or group or whatever you like, but at least one person being unflappable, unchangeable, one person standing so strong and so powerful and so beautifully on behalf of peace, on behalf of love, on behalf of world harmony. You know, we really aren't trying to get peace. I'll say that again. We are not interested in peace on earth. We are interested in harmony in ourself and in our world. For if we are in harmony with our world, then there is peace. If we see Hussein harmonious with all the nations of the world, and knowing that he has a great, big, wonderful kettle of oil underneath him that he can sell around the world and be the richest nation in the world if he so chooses. But you see, people expect him to be a tyrant. Now, this is no joke. This is no joke, what I'm going to tell you next. The people of Nigeria are living in a state of unhappiness because they're allowing people to call them bad. They're allowing the almanac to list them as having people who run their government who are unsavory, who are unreal, untrue to them. Now, that's not what they want to have said. They want to have said that the people who run the government of Nigeria are honest and forthright people who are interested in the welfare of the people. Now, if they're going to allow this sort of thing to be maintained, and then they say it too. I say, how's your government? Oh, we got lousy. No, no, no. Your government is interested in the people. Your government is interested in the welfare of the people. Your government is fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. And, okay, okay. You know, they think I'm getting mad at them. I'm just getting enthusiastic. And I'm telling them, you put the cause in motion and you'll have a government that's absolutely fantastic. And it just takes one of you to do it. And spread it around. Spread around the notion. I can tell you one thing. They took us to all their schools in Nigeria. And we taught the children in Nigeria to say, I love Nigeria, land that I love. I stand beside her and guide her. We taught that to them. You know where it came from here in America. But what the heck? We use it and it works for us. And that's good. So they can use it. Well, now those children are going to go home and sing that song because they like the song. They like the melody. They like the words. And their dads and mothers who are in government are going to take that upon themselves, and they'll say, okay, okay. We can siphon more money out of our oil wells when they're running than when they're not running. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
They could be much richer for everybody and everything if they are starting to pump some oil and put it into the world market. Nigeria lies on a bed of oil, and that bed of oil is just waiting to be sent out. Now, that's only one area. But the point is, put the new cause in motion that the Nigerian government is harmonious, that the people in government are interested in the welfare of the people, even though they might be called tyrants, even though they might be called despots. You change that name and you say, they're interested in the welfare of the people. They're interested in the welfare of the people. Now, do you think those people that are called those names, do you think they might have a family, a wife, children? How do they feel about their wife and children? Ooh, they want to give them the best. How do they feel about the nation over which they are governing? They want to give them the best. Now, that's the attitude you want to have about world harmony. The nations of the world want to give the world their very best. They want to live in abundance, live in harmony, live in perfect health, live in peace, live in joy, live in greatness. Right? Now, it's got to start someplace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is harmony among all nations, and it began with me. I told you the story how we went into Australia. And the papers and everybody's running down the government saying that they're poorly operating the country and so forth. And the government, the money value is going down and down and down. Well, we went around from all the theosophical societies and the unity churches and the religious science churches and wherever else they'd let us speak and universities and various other things. And as we spoke there, we told them, take the power of your word and build your country, build your government. say, this is an abundant government. It is an abundant value of our money here. Our dollar is going up, up, up in its value, not down, down, down. And by the time we left that country, within a couple of weeks, the money was going up. Now, was it our fault? You bet it was. Did we put the cause in motion? Yep. Did others put it in motion too? Yep. There was the catalyst somehow struck and brought forth? Yep. You can do that too. Ellen was working with her family, and she was using the negative approach of worry. And then all of a sudden she decided, no, I'm going to use the positive approach of believing it is done. And like a miracle, one incident after another showed her how magnificent her word is. One incident after another, one incident after another, one attitude after another. And Sylvia, she has some bad memories now. She's going to wash those out of her mind. The unhappy memories of whatever it may be. She's washing it out of her mind. She's going to start living in the positive memories of today, right? And there's no past. There's no past. And Ingeborg, there's no past. There's only this moment right now. And you are pure love. And it's about time you start taking lessons from your pal, love. We have a mini pincher who is just a wiggly love puppy. And wherever he goes, he makes you feel so wonderful about him. Makes you want to pet him because he puts his ears back and he says, I love you. And you just have to pet him. Well, Ingeborg, that's the way you are. You put your ears back and just say, I love you. But be that. Sylvia, you be that too. Put your ears back and say, I love you. And let people pet you and be wonderful. And you too, Ellen. You too, old tiger. Yeah. So let's put these things in motion now. And let's watch as we count the man braver who overcomes his desires than he who conquers his enemies. The hardest victory is the victory over self. And that's the victory where you are the winner. Always, every time, under all circumstances, and it is good and very good. I love you. Have a wonderful day. I love you, I love you, I love you. They got after me the other time for not saying I love you, I love you, I love you as I ended.